Well, in Major League Baseball, the Cleveland Indians' lead in the American League Central is a little smaller this morning after they were crushed by the American League's worst team. Rookie Max Kepler homered three times and had six RBIs as the Twins hammered the Indians 12-5. He had a pair of two-run shots off of starter Danny Salazar and added a two-run blast against Cody Anderson. Kepler had a chance to tie the Major League record for home runs in a game before he grounded out in the eighth inning. Eddie Rosario and Joe Mauer also homered for the Twins, who got a bases-loaded triple from Jorge Polanco as Mauer had four of Minnesota's 19 hits and scored four times. The Indians ended a three-game winning streak and saw their division lead cut to four over idle Detroit. Elsewhere around the majors, Houston pulled out a 2-1 win over Toronto on Carlos Correa's RBI double in the bottom of the 14th inning. Blue Jays fell one game behind the AL East-leading Baltimore Orioles, despite Marcus Stroman, who struck out 13 and surrendered just three hits over seven innings. The Astros pulled within 5.5 games of the AL West-leading Rangers. Boston is also within one game of first place in the AL after Mookie Betts led off the ninth with a tie-breaking homer off Steve Cishek to push the Red Sox past the Mariners 2-1 in Seattle. Kyle Hendricks threw a seven-hitter, and the Cubs stretched their lead in the National League Central to eight games over St. Louis by blanking the Miami Marlins 5-0. Washington's 14-1 pounding of the Diamondbacks gives the Nationals a five-game lead over the second-place Marlins in the National League East as Steven Strasburg became the year's first 15-game winner, limiting the Diamondbacks to a run and three hits in six innings. The Yankees entered a four-game skid by defeating the New York Mets 6-5 on Starlin Castro's sacrifice fly in the top of the 10th inning. Danny Duffy flirted with a no-hitter while striking out a career-high 16 in Kansas City's 3-0 shutout of Tampa Bay. Duffy's no-hit bid ended when Desmond Jennings led off the bottom of the eighth with a double. The Royals are 6-0 in games started by Duffy since July 1st and 2-16 when he doesn't pitch. The Padres' Travis Jankowski was a pest to the Brewers, which helped make winners out of San Diego Monday night. Jankowski had three hits and two walks, and San Diego snapped Milwaukee's four-game winning streak with a 7-3 victory. Well, the buyers and sellers were easily recognized as baseball's non-waiver trade deadline came and went yesterday afternoon. Several division leaders added roster depth while the also-rans shed payroll and stockpiled young talent. Among Monday's moves, the National League Central leading Cubs added right-hander Joe Smith from the Angels for minor league righty Jesus Castillo. Smith joins a bullpen that includes newcomers Aroldis Chapman and Mike Montgomery. The AL West leading Rangers have acquired outfielder Carlos Beltran from the Yankees for right-hander Dylan Tate and two other pitching prospects. The switch-hitting Beltran has been the Yankees' top offensive player, leading New York with a .304 batting average, 22 homers and 64 knocked in. The Rangers also landed all-star catcher Jonathan Lucroy and closer Jeremy Jeffress from Milwaukee for two former first-round picks, Lewis Brinson and Luis Ortiz. Lucroy is hitting .299 with 13 homers and 50 RBIs this year, while Jeffress has 27 saves and a .222 ERA. The Baltimore Orioles have reacquired infielder-outfielder Steve Pierce from Tampa Bay, sending the Rays minor league catcher Jonah Heim. Pierce gives the O's an extra bat as they try to win the AL East. The AL Central leading Cleveland Indians have picked up outfielder Brandon Guyer from Tampa Bay for a couple of minor leaguers. Chasing the Orioles are the Blue Jays, who got pitcher Francisco Liriano from the Pirates for Drew Hutchinson. The Blue Jays also grabbed right-hander Mike Bolsinger from the LA Dodgers for righty Jesse Chavez and $1.15 million. The Red Sox hope they've bolstered their shot at the AL East crown after getting left-handed reliever Fernando Abad from Minnesota for minor league pitcher Pat Light. Just two games behind the National League West leading Giants, the Dodgers have acquired right fielder Josh Reddick and left-hander Rich Hill from Oakland for a trio of pitching prospects. The Astros traded right-handed reliever Josh Fields to the Los Angeles Dodgers for 19-year-old minor league first baseman Yordan Alvarez. Houston also swung a deal with Toronto, with the Jays acquiring right-hander Scott Feldman for minor league pitcher Lupe Chavez. San Francisco stocked up on pitching by getting starter Matt Moore from Tampa Bay and reliever Will Smith from Milwaukee. The Rays got third baseman Matt Duffy, shortstop Lucius Fox, and right-hander Michael Santos for Moore. Catcher Andrew Susak and pitching prospect Phil Bickford were sent to the Brewers for Smith. The Mets acquired outfielder Jay Bruce and lefty Jonathan Neese as they try to get back into the National League playoff race. Bruce was leading the National League with 80 RBIs when he was shipped by the Reds to the Mets for a minor league second baseman and pitching prospect. The Minnesota Twins grabbed starting pitcher Hector Santiago and a minor leaguer from the LA Angels for right-handers Ricky Nolasco and Alex Meyer and some cash. And Colin Rhea is back with San Diego just 3 days after the Padres shipped him to Miami. Rhea injured his right elbow in his only start for the Marlins Sunday and is on the disabled list. Yasiel Puig's agent says the Los Angeles Dodgers outfielder expects to be sent to the minors after the club was unable to trade him at the deadline. Agent Adam Katz says Puig didn't show up to Dodger Stadium before the team departed for Colorado because the Dodgers told them that they were trying to trade him and they planned to demote him if they were unsuccessful. Well, Chris Buescher will only have foggy memories of his first Sprint Cup victory. Buescher was declared the winner of Monday's race at Pocono Raceway after a fog delay of about 80 minutes. The race was red flagged with 22 laps remaining and more bad weather in the forecast, leaving Buescher ahead of Brad Keselowski. Buescher is now on the verge of being in the mix for NASCAR's championship after not finishing better than 14th all season before Monday. He is 6 points behind David Ragan for 30th to reach the cutoff, needed to become eligible for the chase for the Sprint Cup championship. Ragan Smith was third, followed by Kevin Harvick and Tony Stewart. Jeff Gordon finished 27th as he was driving once again for the injured Dale Earnhardt Jr. In football news, with the departure of Sean Smith, the Kansas City Chiefs are looking to second-year cornerback Marcus Peters as he steps into the role of the team's number one cornerback. Peters had a breakout rookie season with 8 interceptions, including 2 returned for touchdowns, and accolades including a trip to the Pro Bowl and being honored as the Associated Press Defensive Rookie of the Year. Just 3 days into camp, players and coaches believe Peters is just getting started. Coach Andy Reid has seen his share of top cornerbacks, from Brian Dawkins to Troy Vincent, and he says he believes Peters can create his own legacy. And also, the Buffalo Bills have given a 1-year contract to free agent running back Reggie Bush. He'll provide some depth at running back behind starter LeSean McCoy. That is a look at sports this hour, brought to you by Atlantic Medical Center Pharmacy. For all of your pharmaceutical needs, stop by your Atlantic Medical Center Pharmacy, your Health Mart provider. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.